Well, we had some folks who called into the 24-hour voicemail line last month, and they truly blessed and encouraged us. I wanted to share excerpts from two of them in particular with you because they asked a couple of questions that we don't normally cover in our closing comments and our contact information segments. Now, we normally tell you how to subscribe to Highways and Byways if you'd like to have a CD arrive at your address each month. But this first call asks a great question in her request.
This is Nancy Aguilar. Have a blessed day, and Jesus loves you. And just pray for everybody. I have Highways and Byways number 5. I would like to see if I couldn't get number 1 through 4. Have a nice day. God loves you. Bye.
Well, there's a few ways to go about getting back issues. A person could sign in their yearly subscription donation. That would be for $36 for the entire year. But you could request all the back issues in the year to be sent out along with the most current month's audio magazine. That way your subscription would end in December and you'd always know when it's time to renew. Right around Christmas. And come to think of it, this would make an excellent birthday or Christmas present for somebody. Now, when you do the math on the yearly subscription, it breaks down to $3 per CD, including the shipping. Plus, every subscriber automatically sponsors a free CD to a truck stop each month so that someone out on the road gets blessed. Subscribing makes you an active partner in this ministry. So a person could also request back issues of Highways and Byways at $3 apiece. All right, that should answer that one. The other call that I wanted to share with you is from a lady in Burlington, Iowa, who had this to say.
Hello, I listened to my first monthly Christian audio magazine for June 2004. The first one I've ever heard, and it is excellent. I'd like to know more about this. Could you send some information through the mail about the monthly Christian audio magazine, the prices, and anything else to do with Highways and Byways? My husband is a truck driver over the road, and he brought this home, and we both sat and listened to it together, and I'm very pleased with this. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There are very special rates for larger quantities for people who desire to sponsor a truck stop of their choice or one that we have waiting for a sponsor, or any other place where people come in and out of, for that matter. We call these folks highway ministers, and if you have an interest in getting involved in this ministry, then contact us and let's talk about how we can get you started. Now keep the calls coming in. Give us at least your first name or your CB handle and tell us what your favorite part of Highways and Byways is. And while you're at it, leave a prayer request or a word of encouragement on that toll-free 24-hour voicemail line. It's on the front of this CD. And remember to ask a Bible question or a spiritually related kind of God question. Suggest a topic for a future segment. As always, we invite you to just give a call and let us know that you're sending up a prayer from time to time for us as we try to be faithful to continue this effort. By the way, if you see a red Volvo out there on the East Coast pulling a pup trailer behind it that says Ready Built Transmissions, that's me. I'm out here every week between Maine and Washington, D.C., and I'd love to get a shout from you. You just never know. Maybe it'll be supper time and we can grab a bite to eat and have some fellowship in the Lord. And I'll leave you with a copy of the latest Highways and Byways. I always have a few on hand as I travel. Heck, I'll even give you one if you don't buy me dinner. Well, this segment went a bit longer than I expected. I think I'll stop talking and spin another song. Now, don't forget to contact us here. Well, here's Marty Raybon with a song called What Have I Done?
Extend my hands in love and kindness to the ones in need of a way out. Pick up my cross and carry it daily and let myself be crucified. To be held in the arms of one so faithful, the one who's forgiven. Man of grace that he gave freely, the one so lost and all alone. So what have I done to deserve this? Deserve inside such peacefulness. Deserve to kneel at the feet of Jesus. What have I done? deserve to kneel at the feet of Jesus. What have I done to deserve this? What have I done to deserve this?